it's been said. My teacup shakes in my hand. I wait for Miss Moore to scold us, throw us out, admit she knows all, anything. I am not prepared for her laugh.
You thought that I... Oh, great heavens!
She's laughing so hard she can't finish. Anne and Felicity begin laughing too, as if they thought it ridiculous from the start. Traitors.
Oh, dear me,
Miss Moore says, wiping her eyes.
Yes, it's true. I am a grand sorceress of the order, living here in these three rooms, taking pupils to pay the rent. It's all an artful ruse designed to keep my true identity hidden.
My cheeks go hot. I am sorry. We, I say, emphasizing the word, simply thought that since you know so very much about the order...
Oh, dear, what a disappointment I must be to you all.
She takes a long look around the room, her gaze moving from the drawings of the seaside to those of the caves behind Spence and to the masks on the opposite wall. I fear we've really upset her.
Why such interest in the order?
She says at last.
They were women who had power, Felicity says. It isn't like how it is here.
We have a woman on the throne,
Miss Moore offers.
By divine right, Anne mutters.
Miss Moore smiles bitterly.
Yes, true.
I suppose that's why the diary intrigued us so, I say. Imagine a world, these realms, where women rule, where a girl could have whatever she wished.
That would be a fine place indeed.
Miss Moore takes a sip of her tea.
I confess that the idea of the Order, the stories of them, has been a great fascination to me since girlhood. I suppose that I, too, liked the idea of a magical place when I was a girl of your age.
But what if the realms really existed? I ask. Miss Moore regards us for a moment. She places her tea on the side table and sits back in her chair, thumbing the pocket watch she keeps pinned at her waist.
Very well, I'll play. What if the realms really existed? What would they look like?
Beautiful beyond all imagining, Anne says dreamily.
Miss Moore points to a sketch she's done.
Ah, like Paris, then?
Better, Anne says.
How would you know? You've never been to Paris, Felicity mocks.
Ignoring Anne, she continues.
Imagine a world where whatever you wish can come true. Trees rain flowers, and dew becomes butterflies in your hand.
There is a river, and when you look into it, you are beautiful, Anne says. So beautiful that no one would ever ignore you again.
Sounds very lovely,
Miss Moore says gently.
And is it all like this? You said realms, plural. What are the other realms like?
We don't know, I say. We haven't been imagined the rest. Anne says. Miss Moore offers the plate of crumpets.
Who lives in these realms?
Spirits and creatures. Some of them aren't very nice, Anne says.
They want control of the magic, I explain.
Magic?
Miss Moore repeats.
Oh, yes, there is magic, lots of it, Felicity exclaims. The creatures would do anything to get it.
Anything?
Yes, anything, Anne says with a dramatic flair.
Can they get to it?
Miss Moore asks.
Now they can. The magic used to be protected inside the runes, Anne continues between bites. But the runes are gone, and the magic is wild, there for anyone to use as they like.
Miss Moore looks as if she wants to ask a question, but Felicity rushes in.
And Pippa's there, beautiful as ever, she says.
You must miss her terribly,
Miss Moore says. She turns the pocket watch over and over between her fingers.
These stories are a lovely way of remembering her.
Yes, I say, hoping my guilt does not show.
And now that the magic is free, as you say, what is it like? Do you commune with the other members of the Order there and work your hocus-pocus?
No, they've all been killed or gone into hiding, Felicity says. And it isn't good at all that the magic has been unleashed.
Really? Why not?
Some of the spirits can use it for dark purposes. They could use it to break through to this world or to bring Circe in. Felicity explains. That is why we must find the temple.
Miss Moore is confused.
I fear I shall have to take notes to keep up. What, pray tell, is the temple?
That is the secret source of the magic inside the realms, I say.
A secret source?
Miss Moore repeats.
And where is this place, this temple?
We don't know. We've not discovered it yet, I say. But once we do, we combine the magic again and form a new order.
Bon courage, then. What a fascinating story,
Miss Moore says. The mantel clock chimes 4 o'clock. Miss Moore checks the time on her watch against it.
Ah, unfailingly accurate.
Is it 4 already? Felicity says, leaping up. We're to meet Mother at 1:30.
What a shame,
Miss Moore says.
You must come back for another visit. As a matter of fact, there is an excellent exhibit at a private gallery in Chelsea on Thursday. Shall we go?
Oh, yes, we exclaim.
Very well,
she says, rising. She helps us into our coats. We don our gloves and secure our hats.
So there is nothing further you can tell us about the Order? I ask tentatively.
Have you an aversion to reading, ladies? If I wanted to learn more about any subject, I should find a good book or two,
she says, ushering us down the stairs, where Mrs. Porter is waiting for us.
Where are your lovely drawings?
The landlady asks, inspecting us for paper or chalk.
Don't be shy now. Show old Porter.
We've nothing to show, I'm afraid, Anne says.
Mrs. Porter's face darkens.
Here now. I run a respectable establishment, Miss Moore. You said the Admiral was paying for lessons. What you been about up there all this time, then?
Miss Moore leans toward Mrs. Porter till the old woman has to take a step back.
Witchcraft, she whispers saucily.
Come along, ladies. Button up. The wind is brisk and takes no prisoners.
Miss Moore ushers us out the door as Mrs. Porter shouts from the vestibule.
I don't like that, Miss Moore. I don't like that at all.
Miss Moore never looks back or loses her smile.
I shall see you Thursday,
she says, waving goodbye. And with that, we are dismissed.